This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again, or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody.
It's Monday. We're so happy to start your work week off, or maybe end your work day. We don't really know. We're just glad that you've allowed us into your life.
That's right.
In this way. And we hope that if you've already had your day, it was good. If you haven't had your day, that you're looking forward to it.
That's right.
Because Monday can be one of those kind of days that people dread.
It can be.
But it's not, we don't want you to dread it because it's a chance to what? Begin again.
That's right.
And to live it up while beginning again, which is what we're all about. All right?
Yeah.
And one way to do that is to eliminate this topic from their life.
Well, that's for sure. You know what it is? It's stressful living.
Mm-hmm.
Gives no satisfaction and compounds existing problems. So you know what? Today's the day to uncoil.
That's right.
It's
time. Uncoil.
Yeah, saying yes to one more thing never combats the anxiety that overwhelms us, and neither will addictive compulsive behaviors.
That's right.
This comes from Philippians 4, 6 through 7. And it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you'll experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus.
And that's what he says, to pursue peace. And we cannot pursue peace if we are stressful, if we're living stressful lives.
That's for sure.
It does. It just compounds the problems that are already there.
Yeah.
And we have so much to say on this, I don't even know where to start.
Well, you know,
our lives can be extremely stressful if we do not exercise discipline and have learned to say one word, which is no. And that's real difficult.
It is.
I mean, it really is. But once you prioritize your life, and like he's talking about right here, decide what's adding value here to my life now and in the long run. And you start to whittle things down and realize your motive for doing half of what you do, and that'll wheel it down some more. And then if you start saying, I gotta take care of me, I can't do that because I need to get more sleep, we don't need to go there because we haven't been home one night,
yeah.
or no, I'm gonna say no because I haven't spent enough time with God,
yeah,
that eliminates so much stress.
It
and
does.
We have had to do that in our life, and we have had to draw some hard lines with ourselves and with others, and just saying that word no. And they can understand, or they can't. We cannot control that. We can only control what we can handle. And we have found our limits. And I can get all stressful when I feel like I'm being pressured and starting to have to know that I'm going to have to give up some of this. Because I want to stay stable and balanced and be someone people want to be around, especially you, honey.
Yep, me too.
You know? Yeah. It stresses me out just talking about it.
Well, you know, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Our dog Troy, he stresses me out. And well, he does, honey. He stresses me out a little bit.
He doesn't. Me calms me down.
No, he's not a stress factor, I guess. And man, I can get extremely stressed. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll have a list of 15 things to get accomplished that day.
Yep.
You know, and it's getting towards the end of the day, and I'm only on number 10. Well, you know, used to, I'd stay there till 3 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
until I got it all done.
Yeah, by golly.
But what do? I take what I didn't get complete that day, and that's the first things on the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And so my stress is not near what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll be honest with you, I've struggled with stress,
mm-hmm.
you know, my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But with Christ, He has calmed me in many, many areas. Now, I'm still working on it,
mm-hmm.
you know, still working on it, and that's what He wants. Mm-hmm. He wants you to continue to be obedient. Seek His will, you know, go forward, you know, He'll help you, you know. But it didn't happen overnight. You're not going to cure it overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus won't, you know, Jesus wants you to learn.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if He just, you know, it's just like a kid spoiled. If Jesus snapped His finger and it was all gone,
mm-hmm.
what would you learn?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, what would you learn?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and yeah. in those times when stress does get in, if you watch yourself, a lot of things that are already there will come to the surface. That stress will bring it out, man. If you've got anger issues, if you've got abandonment issues, you've got all these issues.
Yeah.
That stress will bring it out. So, you know, you can't live with it, but you need to recognize, you know, this is pulling this out of me. And obviously work on that. But stress is, it's so bad. It's so bad on your health. It's bad on your relationships. It's just not good.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's not good for your heart.
It's not.
You know, for your physical well-being.
And yeah. I remember when we first got together, I couldn't believe the schedule that you kept. And one thing I noticed about you is you were sick all the time. Mm-hmm. You were living in Dallas and I was living here. And I was like, why are you sick? And then I found out you were getting 2 and 3 hours of sleep a night. And how many ministries were you involved in? And all these different things. So, and you know, there was some people pleasing involved in that.
Oh, yeah.
And those of us that have that problem and approval seeking, it's real hard to say no.
Yes.
It is. And then on top of that, driving, those of us that drive in traffic, drive long distances. You know, if that's part of your life and you can't help it, there's got to be some decisions made to where you can manage that stress. And so when you get home, you can chill out.
Yeah.
And not have to put up with more when you get home.
That's right.
It is a joint effort in our house to go, sorry. And you know, if you think about it, you're so concerned about what other people are going to think or say. If that's the case, you know, you can't control that. And for me, I found that they'll end up respecting that way of life anyway, because most people want to know how to say no, but they can't. And taking the time to learn how to do that.
Well, and a lot of times, if you say yes in the situations, you're not going to be giving your 100% attention to that anyway.
Yeah.
You know, because you're so stressed out.
Yeah.
You know, you're thinking about what you should be doing or shouldn't be doing, you know, while you're there, you know, so you're not going to enjoy yourself anyway. And, you know, and so.
It's like Christmas. You and I have talked about it because 2 or 3 weeks, especially a week before, we start finding ourselves getting all in it.
Yeah.
And then we have to stop and go, look, we can go and do all that and spend all this money. And we say, what did we do last year? What did we spend our money on last year? What did we even give each other? And the answer was always the same. I don't know. And what was the point in that? It was so stressful.
Yeah.
When we realized what's important here. We just wanted to enjoy the season. Enjoy for us celebrating the birth of Christ and getting our priorities back in order, because it can be so overwhelming and so commercialized and so easy to get sucked back into it, especially, as we always say, if you're too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired.
That's right.
And stress can certainly aid to that.
And now, as far as like Christmas goes, for example, we've decided to, throughout the year, when we see something and we may want to buy it for someone else or whatever, we may get it in July.
It's a way to manage stress.
Yeah, so by September and October, we're done.
And there's a lot of people that already do that. Hey, we're latecomers.
Sometimes
it takes us a while.
Yeah, I have a friend in Arkansas. She does that. You know what I mean? And my gosh, you know, by September, she's done. I'm going, man.
That's right.
That's the way to do it.
Or you can just turn to drugs and alcohol and stay in sick relationships and all those kinds of things to, you know, help you to deal with the stress. But it's temporary.
Yeah.
It's temporary. We want you to have long-lasting ways to manage your stress.
Yeah, we want you to have strength. You know, we want you to have the strength of Jesus, and because it is very easy to fall back into your addictions.
He'll give you the power if you supply the willingness from a sincere heart. He'll supply the power.
That doesn't mean that the evil one. And going to try and say, one more time.
Yeah,
you know, you're stressed out.
Let's
go have another drink.
Or it'll be your last.
Let's go do this drug or let's do whatever. You know, I mean, it'll be okay this one time. You know what? That's a lie.
You know how many people did that and it was the last time?
That's exactly right. So you know what? I mean, that's what Jesus is trying to do. He's trying to teach us right now to stop stressing out.
He says for us to pursue peace. We have peace signs all in our house. We take pictures now and do the peace sign, but we do have the word peace in our house. And everybody that comes into our living room sees that. And that is what we are pursuing. And whatever we have to do this year to make that a reality, that's what we're doing. And we've had to draw some lines with your dog, Casey. What? She can be very stressful. She can.
How'd she get in the conversation?
Well, we're talking about stressors. She's going to have to spend a lot more time outside.
Oh, well, okay. Whatever. That's another podcast. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, you know, she's sweet as can be.
She is, but she's a free spirit.
Like I say, she's
and
sweet
every
as Every
year
Tupelo
that goes
honey.
By, she gets a little more freer in her spirits. It stresses me out, honey.
Yeah, I know, honey. Okay. But you know what? I mean, we don't want you to live in stress. And first and foremost, God doesn't want you to live in stress.
That's okay? Not his way.
There's one time when Jesus... It shows Jesus was stressing out.
Mm.
It's when he was, you know, he was asking God to remove the cup, God the Father. But what did he do? He finally just said, you know what? It's not my will, but your will be done. There you go. You want to know how to get rid of stress? You need to tell God, it's no longer my will, it's your will. So if you've never done that, we'd love for you to do it right now. Now, we're not saying the stress is going to vanish like you know, like a magician is going to poof, it's going to be gone.
But you're going to be empowered.
Yeah, and you'll be empowered, and you'll learn how to deal with it. And as you do give your life to Christ, the only way really you can do the power, get the power, is to read his word. That's how he empowers us. He gave us the book of the Bible to empower us. It's an empowering book. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why he did it.
It's alive.
It's alive and breathing, man. I'm telling you, you know. And so if you've never given your life to Jesus and you'd like to do that today, or maybe you have and you're just realizing, man, I'm so stressed out, man. I need Jesus. I got to have him in my life to help me. Well, he's ready for you to come back. And maybe you've been in church for a long time and you're realizing, man, I'm so stressed out. I have no relationship with God. You know what? Today's the day to stop all this and to begin this stressful life, to lay it down and begin again with Jesus. So if you would pray this prayer and please know that you're saved. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. Lord, I ask you to remove the stress from my life. To know how to deal with it when it does rear its head. And Jesus, I know you died on the cross. I know you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, my sins are forgiven because I ask you to forgive my sins. That's what you tell me. Jesus, I need you in my life. Please guide me. Give me the understanding to be who you want me to be. In Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm. Lord, we thank you, and we thank you for all who just gave their lives to you and are rededicated themselves. And we'd love you to email us at livingitup.org. Let us know. And you know what, man? You just came out of a weekend, and this is a good topic. It's Monday, you know, and so sometimes it can be stressful.
Yeah.
But give it to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants to be there with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we hope you uncoiled some by listening to us.
Yeah.
Found some ways to do that. So anyway, we're just going to end it here because we're over. And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow. So until then, uncoil and keep living it up.
While beginning again.